All right, fellas, like we practiced.
Yeah.
2, 3, 4.
Come on down. Come on down. Hanging with the brothers tonight, yeah. Come on down to the brothers' common place tonight.
Oh, yeah, baby. Welcome, everyone, to the Brothers Commonplace, a comedy and crime podcast where we cover monsters, what? Murders, what? Mysteries, what? And stores. And today we're going to be talking about the store, the department store, Ames. Do you guys remember Ames? What a wonderful store. That store was, it was all right, to be honest. I don't think there's any more around. They went defunct like 20 years ago, but I used to go there all the time. Me and my half-brother, who's a child molester, we would go there and buy wrestling action figures. Yes. So, I want to right away apologize and tell everyone, you know, I know that the podcast has been a little different lately. We haven't had everyone on all the episodes, and we haven't had any, like, main cases that we've been doing, but we've all been a little bit busy lately. There's just, it's been really hard to schedule stuff, and been working a lot, so it's probably going to be a little how it's been for a couple more weeks or so, but I promise we'll get back to normal, we'll start doing cases, and everyone that's been sending us suggestions, keep those up, because I do save them, and I do like, I like researching them, and like seeing what people want. But I think right away we're gonna first start off talking about Drake Bell. Oh shit, I almost forgot. It is your boy Kev, aka the Diamond Handed Dirty Dog, or as they call me when I like to dance when I'm eating my Mexican food at the old Las Tres Majas down the road. It's your boy the Shimmy Chunga. Yeah, girl. So, alrighty, I'm sure y'all have heard the news about Drake Bell from Drake and Josh. What is you doing, boy? Oh, God, it happened in Cleveland, Ohio. That's right, O.H. Cleveland, the Browns, baby, greatest football team of all time. So let's talk about this real quick. Drake Bell, first, oh, man, such a disappointment, such a disappointment. So he has pleaded not guilty, but Drake Bell, he has been charged with attempted endangering children and disseminating matter harmful to juveniles. This is all from Variety.com, which I believe they just took this from Fox 8. But according to court documents, Cleveland police arrested Drake Bell, 34 years old, who pleaded not guilty in Cuyahoga County Court on June 3rd, which was your boy's birthday, the Dirty Dog. And, you know, I asked God, like, come on, God, if you're listening, if my dad and my sister are up there with you, can we all please pull together and just let AMC fucking go to the moon, baby? And instead, Drake Bell got arrested. So I believe that is an equal trade. But he pleaded not guilty and to those charges, and they said, you know what? If you pay your $2,500 personal bond and you promise to have no contact with the victim, who was 14 or 15 years old at the time, then we will let you go. And he said, okay, I promise. But how is that a fucking deal? Like, hey, if you give me $2,500 and promise you're not going to talk to that kid anymore, I'll let you go. Oh, I guess I promise. But yeah, so what happened? The alleged incident reportedly happened on December 1st, 2017, quote, the same day that Drake was scheduled to perform at a Cleveland club. However, Bell was not indicted until last month, and he is due back in court on June 23rd. Yeah, so he was, apparently he was texting some dirty messages. He's texting some underage girl. She was either 14 or 15 at the time, and he's been texting her for, like, a few months leading up to this concert he was doing in Cleveland. And at times it said that it was sexual in nature, some of his messages at times. Which, you can't be doing that, man. Come on, Drake, you know better than that. And, you know, I remember a few years ago, people were upset because Josh Peck, you know, the other dude from Drake and Josh, he got married and he did not invite Drake to his wedding. So some people started speculating, thinking maybe something was going on here. And Drake, he does kind of have an interesting past. We're going to skip past all of his, movies and music and stuff like that. We're going to go to, This was in December 29th, 2005, when he was 19 years old. This is from Wikipedia, by the way. He and his friends, they were driving from Malibu to L.A. When he was at a red light, a car struck him. So they got struck by an oncoming vehicle. They were parked at a red light. And the passenger only had a few bruises. However, Drake, he had some severe injuries. They weren't life-threatening, but he did break his neck, fractured neck and vertebrae. He had a broken jaw. He lost 7 teeth. Deep lacerations to his face. So I'm pretty sure he had a bunch of plastic surgery and shit. He also had like more than 70 facial stitches. Had to have his jaw wired shut for 2 months. He had surgery on his chin and mouth. All that shit. So maybe he got fucked up from this. Maybe this accident caused his brain to get a little scrambly like my morning eggs. And like my fucking ex-wife's pussy eggs scrambled. I don't even know what that means. And I apologize. I'm so sorry about that. That was stupid. So that's something that happened to him. Maybe he got some damage that messed him up. I don't know. Maybe that head's not right. In 2007, he purchased a very large house for $2 million. And then in 2014, he filed bankruptcy and the house was taken in foreclosure. Also, August 2020, a former girlfriend of his accused him of verbal and physical abuse during their 3-year relationship in the late 2000s. He denied these allegations. In 2015, he got a DUI in California at 2:45 a.m. Officers witnessed him swerving and driving all over and, the speed limit not looking too good, buddy. He was released on a $20,000 bond, and he pleaded not guilty. He was found guilty September 2016 and sentenced to 4 days in jail and 4 years probation and would be required to attend an alcohol education program. He served only 1 day for good behavior. So that's cool. I guess, being a celebrity has its privileges. He also was previously charged with a DUI in 2010. So now he's in trouble for sending inappropriate social media messages for months leading up to this concert. He was 31 years old at the time, and his victim was either 14 or 15. I'm not sure. So that's what he's been up to. By the way, he also moved to Mexico recently, changed his name to Drake Quintana. I believe that's how you pronounce it. No, Drake Campana. Campana. It's whatever the Spanish word for bell is. He changed his name to Drake Campana and performs songs in Mexico and does like Spanish versions of it and stuff. Is he running away from this? I don't know, because he did come back in Cleveland, but it's just a strange thing. You know, dude, like Drake and Josh was such an awesome show back in the day. We loved them. And then he does this weird shit. And then I made this song. So enjoy.
Well, I never thought that I'd get arrested, but they found a way, they found a way. And I thought that if I moved to Mexico, I'd get away, I'd get away.
Not really a full song, but hopefully you enjoyed that and gave you a little chuckle or something. So now we're just gonna talk about some weird shit that's been going on. Some weird deaths, some other crazy stuff, some murders. I feel bad and I'm kind of embarrassed and ashamed of myself for the number of times that I've Googled like funny death, hilarious suicide, funny ways people die. But you know what? If I wouldn't have done that, then we would have never found out about that guy who died from a lava lamp. So I guess, you know, you're all welcome for that one. But today we're going to talk about a German man. This is from BBC News. This is a pretty interesting one. December 28th, 2015, okay? A German man died on Christmas Day, which is sad. Rest in peace. Jesus' birthday, I do believe. Hey, Zeus, I mean. This German guy, he died after blowing up a condom dispenser with a homemade bomb in a botched robbery. That's what police say. The 29-year-old and two accomplices attached the bomb to the vending machine in a quiet street before taking cover in their vehicle. But the victim did not close the door in time and was struck in the head by a steel shard from the explosion. This fucking dipshit. It sucks he died, but yeah. His accomplices took him to the hospital, but he later died of his wounds. The men told staff of the hospital in the western town of Schoppingen, I don't know how to pronounce it, that their unconscious friend had fallen down the stairs. a fucking steel shard fucking flew into this guy's fucking head, okay? He fell down the stairs. He fell. But one of them later admitted to the police, nah, man, you know what? He didn't fall down the stairs. We tried to blow up that condom dispenser. So police confirmed that none of the money or condoms from the machine had been taken. The two men were arrested before later being released from custody. So here's the thing. On one hand, you know, they're trying to, you know, be smart. Use protection. That's smart. This fucking guy's 29 years old, okay? The amount of trouble it had to have gone to build a homemade bomb and attach it to this condom dispenser instead of just putting, what, a dollar into it? It couldn't have been that expensive. $1. You're a fucking 29-year-old dude. Go to the store and buy one. It's easier to find change on the ground than to rig up a fucking bomb to this thing. And then his dumbass fucking left the door open on his vehicle. This should be far enough and blew off a fucking piece and hit him in the head and he died. It sucks he died. You know, rest in peace. But I mean, what'd you expect? On Christmas. On Christmas, these fucking guys did this. Shout out to his friend though. Shout out to his family. Shout out to his friend that tried to protect him at the hospital and said, he fell down the stairs, man. And to that I say, hashtag wild man. I like this. I know I was ripping on him, but I've come around and I fucking agree with it. Hell yeah, dude. Hashtag wild man. Hashtag Christmas.
Christmas time up in Germany. Got a lot of money, sight. That's why I got this fucking bomb on me. Gonna blow up the dispenser. Got my friend Kevin Tupinson and my number one Spencer. Trying to get laid, trying to get paid so I can buy myself a Jimmy hat. Maybe get laid, but I can't because I ain't got money. So I'm blowing up the shit. Wait a minute, fucking metal shard at my fucking head. Now I'm dead. But my stupid ass friend said I fell down the stairs. The only thing I want this Christmas is to put my penis in your pussy. But I don't have any money, and you won't let me do it raw doggy. Yeah, the only thing I want this Christmas is to put my penis in your vagina. But I don't have any money, and you won't let me do it raw doggy. Don't have any money, and I don't have any condoms. So this Christmas fucking sucks, and I'm not getting any pussy. Yeah, so I went down the road, there's a condom dispenser. Put a fucking bomb on it. Gonna blow the fucking thing off, get some condoms, and go to my girl's house and fuck her in the pussy. But the thing blew up and a piece of fucking metal flew at me and hit me in the head. Now I'm fucking dead at the hospital. And my friend said I fell down the stairs. My friend said I fell down the stairs. And now he's fucking my girlfriend's pussy. Fucking her with his penis. And I'm not doing anything at all because I'm dead, cause I'm a fucking hashtag wild man. No pussy for my penis. No pussy for my penis. Not a butthole for my penis, except for my best friend Edward.
Alrighty, I hope that was refreshing for you all. I hope you all enjoyed that as much as I enjoyed making it. It was a lot of fun, but now we gotta cut out all the fun, because now we got some shit to talk about. I'm talking about this dude named Benito Pantoja. Pantoja. I don't know how to pronounce it, but here's what happened. Okay, this is from HoustonPress.com. 24-year-old Benito Pantoja, he stole a tip jar from a taco truck. This was around 2:45 a.m. on a Saturday. And, yeah, he took this tip jar from this taco truck. He took off running, okay? And I don't imagine that this would be worth stealing. I think there was like $20 in it or something. But the guy who owned the taco truck was not having this at all. He grabbed a gun, chased the dude down, shot him, and killed him. Quote, patrol officers responded to a shooting call, found that Pantoja being treated by HFD emergency personnel Further investigation determined that he had stolen the tip jar from a nearby mobile taco truck, and as he attempted to flee, the truck owner came after him, confronted him, and shot him. He was taken to Ben Taub, I don't know what that is, probably a hospital of some sort, where he died. The owner was unhurt. No charges were filed, but the case will be sent to a Harris County grand jury. Yeah, I don't know when this was. This article is from June 8th, 2010. Man, getting shot over $20. I don't know what happened. This dude must have been having his tip jar stolen a lot and was sick of it and just had a bad night. I don't know. It was like almost 3 in the morning and he shot this dude. Do you guys remember when Baker Mayfield got tackled outside that fucking taco truck? Was that what it was? Let me look that up real quick. That's funny. Yeah, so back in 2017, Baker Mayfield, he's quarterback for Oklahoma. He was one night in February, he was charged with public intoxication, fleeing, disorderly conduct, and resisting arrest. And because he was drunk outside of a food truck and police were there and he ran, and then the police came and tackled him, which is a little excessive. Let the dude fucking eat a goddamn sandwich, you know? He had to complete 35 hours of community service and an alcohol education program. So, alrighty, that is enough about Baker Mayfield, quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. Going to lead us to a championship, baby. Now let's talk about something from unbelievablefacts.com. We're talking about this dude, all right? Fergus Glenn, a 36-year-old man from New Zealand. I'm not going to pronounce the name of the place. It's Wainuiomata. I could Google how to pronounce that, but I'm just going to let you guess yourself. So this guy, 36-year-old, he hacked his brother to death with an axe in 2003. Why? I'm going to give you a second to guess why. Right now, just say out loud why you think he would murder his brother. For those of you that guessed because his brother did not thank him after he made him dinner, you would be correct. So this guy murdered his brother because his brother did not thank him for cooking dinner that day. So Fergus Glenn, he was an unemployed man who lived with his parents, and this is just word for word from unbelievablefacts.com. In March 2003, his 33-year-old brother Craig came to stay at the house with Fergus and his parents. So we got a 36-year-old dude who's living at home with his parents. Hashtag wild man. His 33-year-old brother was married and had 3 children. However, him and his wife had separated. Also hashtag wild man. The brothers had been constantly fighting for the past couple of months prior to the murder. There have been occasions where they have had physical fights, but according to the reports, the evening before the murder was quite a happy one with Fergus cooking dinner for his family. I pray to God it was dino nuggets and tater tots. The only tiny mistake that Craig made was not to thank Fergus for the dinner that he prepared. Fergus later confessed to the police that he stayed up after everyone had retired for the night and he drank whiskey. The dark thoughts enveloped his mind, so he picked up the axe and brought it down 8 times on his sleeping brother. Holy shit. Quote, he just annoyed me and I did it. I'm not proud, but I did it. That's what this dipshit told the authorities. He was then sentenced to life imprisonment. After serving 10 years of his sentence in jail, he became eligible for parole, but he was denied because he's a fucking moron and a dipshit, is my guess. Yeah, so this guy's a fucking idiot. Fergus Glenn.
My brother didn't say thank you after I made the bagel bites. He didn't say thank you. I put the oven at 350. I put the bagel bites in there. And my brother, who's going through a separation from his wife, he didn't say thank you.
So, alrighty, it is your boy. We're back. It is the next day, early in the morning. Probably why my voice is a little crazy. But okay, not as crazy as what we're going to talk about right here, though. And I don't know, is this a crime, possibly, or is it just love from your partner? We'll find out right here. Wife accused of giving alcoholic lethal sherry enema. All right? This is from cron.com as well as cbsnews.com. Oh, boy, this is a good one. Wife charged in booze enema death. A woman has been indicted on negligent homicide charges for allegedly giving her husband a sherry enema that killed him. Sherry. Cause she got the way to move me, cherry. She got the way to grow me, cherry, baby. She got the way to put alcohol up my asshole. So what are we talking about here? We're talking about a wife, a beautiful woman that was charged in booze enema death, which is, of course, the way I want to go out. February 3rd, 2005 is when this article on CBS News came out. Oh boy, a woman has been indicted on negligent homicide charges for allegedly giving her husband a sherry enema that killed him. Sherry, baby! Michael Warner, 58 years old, died last May after the enema caused his blood alcohol level to rise to 0.47%. That's fucking insane. That's extremely high, Detective Lieutenant Robert Turner said. You're either going to be in the hospital or the funeral home with that much alcohol. So what happened? Well, we have Tammy Warner. She's 42 years old. That is, of course, Michael Warner's wife. And then Detective Lieutenant Robert Turner said that Michael Warner, he was an alcoholic. However, he could not swallow liquor because he had like ulcers and heartburn and throat problems. So he wasn't able to drink alcohol anymore. Quote, he was told that he could not drink alcohol or that he would die. That's according to the people that we interviewed, Turner said. We are going to prove that she gave him the sherry and that she knew that he wasn't supposed to have any and that it could be detrimental to his health and that she gave it to him anyway. She got the bed to move me, cherry. So, is that a crime? Is it murder or is it love? Doing what you got to do for your husband because you love him, you know? I mean, yeah, he died. But all right, let's go back to the Cron article. Investigators say a Lake Jackson woman caused her husband's death by giving him a sherry enema, leading to alcohol poisoning. His blood alcohol level was 0.47%, which is almost six times the legal intoxication limit, a toxicology report showed. Oh, and one more thing. She is also charged with burning the will of her husband a month before his death. Interesting. Michael Warner, he was a 58-year-old machine shop owner. He had a long history of alcoholism, but like we said, he could not ingest alcohol by mouth because of painful medical problems with his throat. So the next best thing, drink it through your butthole, baby. That's what I do. I used to do that all the time growing up, whether it was like spaghetti, lasagna, hot dogs, hoagies. You can actually eat it through your butt, and then you'll poop it out your mouth later. It's really cool, and you can piss out your nose that way too. But I've only done that after drinking D&L. Alrighty, quote, the enema was a way he could become intoxicated without drinking alcohol, Robert Turner says. I heard of this kind of thing in mortuary school in 1970. But this is the first time I've heard of someone actually doing it. Turner said police think that Warner gave her husband at least two large bottles of sherry, which is stronger than wine. So this enema, she put two 1.5-liter bottles of this shit up his ass. Like, that's 3 liters. That's like a Faygo Moon Miss 3-liter we're talking about up his ass. That's crazy. That's also hashtag wild man, hashtag wild woman. I'm down with this. Turner said police don't know if the victim had ever become intoxicated in that manner before the lethal incident. And Tammy Warner, she told the police that she found her husband dead in their bed. She said she admitted giving him the sherry enema, but not to causing his death. A person drinking alcohol will usually pass out before getting a lethal dose, Turner said. But if you're getting it through an enema, you can pass out and still be ingesting more alcohol. Tammy Warner surrendered to Lake Jackson Police Monday and was released on a $30,000 bail, but she cannot be reached for comment Wednesday. Neither Turner nor Brazoria County District Attorney Jerry Yenny would comment on the charge related to the will. This is some crazy stuff. Here is what District Attorney Yenny had to say. Quote, he was not a willing participant in something that would cause his death. He knew that it was very dangerous for him to have any form of alcohol, and she knew it was very dangerous for him to have the alcohol. The couple's neighbors said they were surprised Wednesday to learn of the indictment. Yeah, I was actually surprised to hear my neighbor drank 3 liters of alcohol through his asshole. That actually did surprise me a little bit. The neighbor, John Criswell, he's 24 years old, said the widow had mostly been away from the modest brown frame house at the end of the street since her husband died. She said she was scared to stay there by herself alone. She said she'd been having trouble with his family. The couple had been married about 2 years, police said. And the neighbor said she asked me to keep an eye on the place whenever she was gone. So that's what we have for that one. That's a pretty cool way to go out. It sucks he died. But if I had to pick a way to go out, it would be chugging Faygo Moon Mist through my asshole. And it'd be, you know, that's the way I think all juggalos should go out.
My girl, yeah, my girl, she really loves me. And she always gives me something to drink. But when I drink it, I don't use my mouth. I'm only drinking with my butthole. She said, don't tell anyone about the bottles of sherry, the 2-3 liters in me. And then you drank all three and fucking died and got drunk as fuck. And so I ran away. And I changed my name to Colin Creevy. And got sorted into Gryffindor. I was a big fan of Harry Potter. He was 1 year ahead of me in the school.
So alrighty, on to the last case we're going to be talking about today. It's going to be about a clown killing somebody. And no, we ain't talking about the insane clown posse for once in my life. That is not the clown I'm talking about. Horrorhistory.net. Teen killed by being swung by his heels by a circus clown. San Francisco, California, January 11th, 1854, William Snyder, a 13-year-old, either dies or is buried after an unfortunate accident after being swung by his heels by a circus clown. Now, the person who wrote this, they say, I couldn't find any additional information or verification on his death, though at least one source claims that William died after being accidentally dropped on his head. Another source from the Sacramento Daily Union, January 13, 1854, mentions another death of a 13-year-old who died of pulmonary rupture, though the name of this child is listed as William Bernard rather than William Snyder. It can be assumed that they were the same person. So, yeah, this is some crazy stuff. Let's see here. The coroner held an inquest today upon the body of William Bernard, the boy who was injured last night at the Pacific Street Circus by the clown swinging him around, #wildman. A post-mortem examination was held upon the body, the result of which proved to be that death was caused by a rupture of the left pulmonary artery. The coroner's jury returned a verdict of death being produced by accident. He was a native of Cincinnati, Ohio, and was about 13 years of age. So, hell yeah, that's, you know, that's kind of an alright way to go out, I guess. Kind of like how Mario swings King Koopa in Mario 64. You can, that's how a clown killed somebody. So, yeah, he killed by being swung around by the heels by a circus clown. He was buried in San Francisco, California, grave number 3240. Yeah, poor dude. Poor William Snyder, Ohio, Cincinnati native. Rest in peace. Hopefully he's not in heaven being swung by the other clowns. Is he up in Shangri-La? Is he? Or is he down there in Hell's Pit? I don't know. Depends if William Snyder was a good boy or not, I guess. But alrighty, this is a short episode, only about 30 minutes, so I do apologize. But thank you everyone that did listen. Like I said, hopefully we'll be back to normal soon. I know things are a little off and different, but we'll get back into cases. It's just everyone's been real busy lately, had a lot going on. But already, thank you everyone for listening. Be good, stay safe, laugh at the dark stuff, #wildman, follow us on social media and all that other cool stuff. We got concerts going on again, support your favorite bands, local bands, all that cool stuff. And a shout out to our Bash Brothers and Last Bandoleros. Thank you so much for our outro. I love it. It's banging. It's badass. Can't wait to see you guys play sometime. And a shout out to our Wild Man Tony and Whiskey Myers. Can't wait to see them play as well. A couple more months. We'll go see them. and everyone else out there. Hope everyone's doing well. So thank you, everyone, and good night, even though it's only 7:30 a.m. right now. Yeah.